Well, it's funny, the community can be very fickle. And for a long stretch, the cabaret was where everyone went or you ended up at. You might start somewhere else, but you at least had to touch base at the cabaret because you knew you were going to see people who you knew. And for years, it was just where everyone went, either because they played better music or they had better shows, for whatever reason. And it's hard to say that there was, something particularly special about the place, because there, to my recollection, there really wasn't. Certainly nothing magical about the place, but it was comfortable, and it really was, it was where you were going to see people you knew or people you would want to know. No, not, I mean, I just, I was just like all the little gay boys who went there. We just go there Friday nights, Saturday nights, and then by the time I got connected with some of the art boys, I learned that the night to go was Thursday night because it was less popular than Friday night or Saturday. God, I didn't have a car at the time. So I would go and then stumble home. Up Main Street, and this is before Main Street was realigned to sort of turn into Brookside, and there was still a Main Street bridge. And I lived up at 44th and Main, right behind the Quick Trip. And I'd just stumble home, pick up some snacks, pick up my hangover cure from the Quick Trip, which was the little brown, coconut brown donuts, a bag of nacho cheese Doritos, and a Coke. And that would prevent me from having a hangover the next day. Lord have mercy.
How is that even possible?
Think it's just all the sugar and fat. Well, and that was the thing about a bar. I mean, you could go in and you could just drop your shoulders and not have to look over your shoulder all the time and not have to worry about it because within the confines of those walls, you were in your community and you were safe. It was truly a safe space. And then once you left, up go the guards, and you had to be on your mark. So that's to me, that's the power of even as late as the 90s. That's the power of a gay bar, coupled with all the other things that were going on, the political stuff, the AIDS stuff, all that kind of thing. But just at its most base level, it was a place where you could feel safe.